Is this the idea of a monitor? Is this something that you talked about with Commissioner Rosa when she was in town a couple weeks ago?
It was something that came up in the conversations when Commissioner Rosa was in town, and it's certainly something that I had been thinking about prior, especially in the lead up of what we had been seeing in the school system for the year and a half before. And, you know, what we saw earlier this year was a haphazard plan around schools closing, then not closing, the refusal to continue the conversation on the movement from the old Da Vinci High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously a resignation of another superintendent. And, you know, it's the third superintendent in 5 years. And, you know, clearly it's not just a matter of whoever the superintendent is. It has to do with the way the system runs. And we need to have another conversation around how the school system could be more, present and more, transparent to parents and to families.
Well, because it's almost an Achilles heel for the city of Buffalo, because the school board is so dysfunctional. And that, you know, hinders so much of what people are trying to do to turn Buffalo around, yet they turn around and say, well, your school district is in deep trouble here.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that the city of Buffalo is a world-class destination, and I think people want to move to Erie County, and we're seeing the increase in the population of Erie County, but what we're seeing is a struggle in the city of Buffalo, but that's mostly because, you know, when you talk to people who are choosing where they want to live in a region, the first thing they'll look at, especially if they have children, is what schools they want to send their kids to. And a lot of people will make their decision by that.
In the fact, I mean, you have roughly 30,000 students in this Buffalo school system, but you have 10,000 in charter schools. That speaks volumes right there.
Well, right. I mean, I think as long as the school system has the reputation it has and has the, you know, results it has and has the sort of drama it has, well, then, of course, parents are going to pursue other options.
And that does hurt the city of Buffalo.
Oh, certainly, of course. Yeah.
Because they may turn around and say, instead of moving into Buffalo, let's move into Kenmore or move into Cheektowaga.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
is, in your opinion, the schools right now, are they at a critical juncture, or are they past that critical juncture and almost at the point of no return?
They're at the point where in which direct intervention is needed and more accountability needs to be present. And clearly, given some of the decisions that have been made in the school system lately, it's clear that they're not capable of making the decisions that really lead to providing confidence in parents.
Can a monitor turn that around? I mean, the issues are so deep-rooted. Can one monitor turn that around, or is this a very long-term prospect?
Well, you know, the school system didn't get to where it got in a day. It wasn't overnight, and it took years. And we're going to do as much as we can and as quick as we can to bring the kind of proper decision making for the school district. And what we've seen in other regions where monitors have been placed is, you know, a more streamlined decision making has been done, and it's removed the personalities that often cloud reasonable decision making out of the equation, and have, you know, moved more swiftly in better decision making.
In your resolution, you talk about the monitor being not from Buffalo, having no connection whatsoever to the schools, to the school board. How important is it to have someone with fresh eyes come in and get a handle on what's going on?
Yeah, I think that there are people that have skill sets and experience where they've seen successful school districts, and that's the kind of folks we need to bring in. Right now we have an interim superintendent, and as you can imagine, you know, any talented superintendent from across this state or really across the country, you know, when they look at the potential of moving into another school district, you know, why are we going to, how are we going to attract the good talent that we need to attract, having all of these issues where the commissioner feels the way she feels about the school system, how the state legislative members that represent the school area, how they feel about the school system, you know, how the Teachers Federation is also in agreement with some of these things. So it's, you have all these parties that have a stake and a, you know, skin in the game when the school system and the school district continues to ignore them or to be indifferent towards them. So it's going to make it all the harder for any talented superintendent to come in and want to come here. And in the meantime, we need to continue to receive and accept and appreciate the support that the Department of Education from the state is giving us. So, yeah, I mean, having outside eyes is important because, you know, what we see is a system, not just the superintendent, but a system that is clearly flawed. And, you know, a lot of fingers can be pointed, but at the end of the day, New York State provides over $1 billion a year to the school system. Mm-hmm. It invests more of the school system's budget, a percentage of the school system budget than any other school district outside of New York City. And to have these results and to have these ongoing lingering issues means that a real change needs to be made. It's not just let's hire a new superintendent. It you know, we need a different kind of intervention.
Well, they said they're not even going to start the executive search for a new superintendent right now, that they're going to stand by Ebony for a while.
No, I think that, I mean, look, school starts in a couple weeks, so yeah. They need to be focused on that. No, that's, I think that's fair.
As a product of the Buffalo school system, how distressing is this to see where they are right now? I mean, you went through there. You got to have some feelings about the frustration.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, like, you're right. I mean, I'm a product of the Buffalo Public School System from pre-K to high school. My mother taught as a teacher aide for many, many years in the school system. And, you know, it's rough to see something with so much potential, you know, keep on coming into the same stagnation and the same poor decision-making. And it's, and the worst of it all is that it's affecting our kids. It's affecting their growth. I mean, I just talked to a grandparent of a student who's in the temporary location where the Da Vinci School students are being placed. And she tells me that building has no auditorium, sort of no library.
No gym.
You know, no real gym. You know, and we're expecting our kids to succeed. You know, we're expecting... No wonder, you know, people are still reluctant to send their kids to the system because we put them in inadequate spaces and we give them inadequate support and we follow it up with inadequate decision making.
And Da Vinci is one of the better regarded schools because it really does get kids ready for college.
Da Vinci, I believe, before it moved, was one of the only, if not the only, high school with 100% graduation rate.
I think it's, yeah, not 100%, pretty close to it. But
so, you know, in the end, you know, so what did we do? We relocated him into a building where every reasonable accommodation that one should have in any school building isn't there.
Yeah. It's, you know, and you had a perfect option, Buff State. You know, it was a win-win, checked a lot of boxes and was a win-win. So,
yeah.
You know, and I keep asking Kathy, President Kathy, why are you not addressing Da Vinci? And she just gives me a dirty look.
Well, that's not leadership.
No, so that's another story for another day. But anyways, is it frustrating because you can't get that monitor in now? You have to wait till January to get the assembly to sign off on it?
Well, no, I mean, look, there's a reason why we need to have a public deliberative process, so that's fine. And I would say in the interim, the commissioner has already assigned supportive staff to advise the school district right now.
Yeah, Mike, so, I forgot his last name.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's already a presence of the state Department of Education in what's going on, and that's a good first step anyways.
Is that something you asked for when you met with the commissioner a couple weeks ago?
that was something that she had already done. I would have asked for it, but she was already quick moving on it, thankfully. You know, I spoke to her the week before, and she was well aware and well versed about the issues that were, you know, plaguing the system in, at the time, and that was before the resignation of the outgoing superintendent. And obviously, with him resigning and all the nature of his resignation and everything around it, her quick intervention was great.
Has she circled back with you in the last couple of weeks, or have you reached out to her?
No, not since her time in Buffalo, no.
Okay. Because I'm sure this has got to be high on her priority list. I know she's got a lot of school districts with a lot of issues, but sure. I would think Buffalo has got to be near the top for her list.
Sure. No, I'd imagine. It's a big system. Yeah.
Do you need a state senate companion? Well, you'll be a state senator in January, so. But will you need a companion to get the monitor?
Yeah. I've already spoken to one assembly member who'd be interested in carrying it. So I'm confident that we'll have a sponsor in the assembly as well.
Okay. Yeah, because come January, you'll be the state senator, and which is a good thing.
Yeah.
My 2 cents. But anyways, well, good. So
awesome.
And then you want the monitor to do 3 public hearings fairly quickly, one about leadership, one about academic performance, and financials, because that's the other thing. The school district is, what, $60 million in the hole right now?
Yeah, I mean, I've always heard a mixed bag about the city's, the school system's finances, and it always seems to be, we're reporting record high fund balance, and then hearing, oh no, we're tens of millions of dollars short. And, you know, it's unclear exactly why certain things are the way they are. When I've toured multiple school buildings, it's a little discouraging to see, you know, facilities that look the way that they look. So I'm not exactly sure where this $1 billion+ investment a year goes, but it's certainly not to the staff. It's certainly not to the students. It's unclear how things are done. So all the more reason to have a new set of eyes looking at how money's being spent.
And don't forget, you know, they finished the $1 billion renovation of all the schools, and yet you walk through some of the schools and you'd never know it.
No. Yeah. It would not.
So. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you.